At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This is really a little bit embarrassing, I think. Mm-hmm. Magic 106.7, David Sir Kendra.
Although it tracks.
It does track.
Yeah,
it's totally on brand. Mm-hmm. Who could have predicted? It's Valentine's Day this weekend. Friday night is St. Valentine's Day. Celebration of love.
Mm-hmm.
How many years for you and Tom? How many years you guys been married?
27, I think.
27 years. How about you and Stephen, Kendra? 12?
What's 11? 2009? What's the math on that? 14?
14 years.
14, yeah. Mm.
35 years for Kathy and me.
Oh, my God.
35 years.
Wow.
And if we're being honest here, we're talking business, let's talk business. Mm-hmm. After a few years, it can be challenging to find inspired and interesting ways to celebrate the love of the most important person in your life. Am I wrong?
Correct.
It is correct.
And yes. You just end up, I don't know, you've been together so many years, you're just like, eh. Why do anything? But then you remember, because we should, right?
Mm. We should. We totally should.
You're usually the one who's the romantic.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking. No, it is.
We don't have you, David, we're in trouble because you're the one who's
and
all of that.
We talked last week about doing a thing for Valentine's Day where each of the three of us mm-hmm. come up with some sort of a plan for the most romantic, and like anything else, if it's a competition, the three of us perk right up.
Oh, yeah.
So who can figure out the most romantic, the most successful Valentine's Day mm-hmm. epic event for their loved one, for their significant other? So we all got to work. Actually, two of us got to work.
Two of us did. We actually have our itineraries written down.
You have itineraries?
Yeah.
Meaning like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So you have nothing.
We came in this morning. Kevin's got a little notepad, a little scratchy notepad. And be honest, be truthful.
Oh, yeah.
You've written that down since we did the check-in this morning going, hey, we're talking about this today, because your eyes got wide when I brought that up.
Absolutely. No, 100%. I mean, I knew we were doing it, but I just, with the chaos
is that
of
today?
The children,
Are we
I forgot.
Doing that today?
Stephen.
We're kind of in the weeds right now.
So yes, it does track. Yes, it does. It's totally on
brand.
All
right, David, do you want to reveal yours? Are we doing this now?
Sure.
We'll
reveal. And the plan is the three of us are going to reveal these, and then we're going to have listeners vote on which one is the most, romantic.
Yeah.
Now, part of this, I concede, you kind of need to know my wife. You need to know us and need to know her a little bit to know if this is going to work
and stuff.
So
yeah.
But all right, here we go. We're going to start with dinner. This is on Friday, Valentine's Day. We're going to start a dinner at the Federal in Waltham, which is one of her favorite restaurants because they have oysters there. My wife loves oysters.
Ooh,
I never had oysters until I started hanging out with Kathy. And then now I'm like an oyster guy. So, so they have oysters there. And then we're off to nearby Waltham and the Landmark Cinema there to see a movie, one of the Oscar-nominated films of her choosing.
She's into that.
She's a big movie person, and it's got a whole checklist of seeing all the Oscar-nominated films.
Yes.
Actor, actress, whatever. And then we get home just in time for some homemade chocolate mousse, which I'll prepare on Friday, and an espresso martini, if she's up for it at that late hour, which is her favorite cocktail of all time.
Wow.
And then, who knows?
That's very nice.
Yeah. That's very nice. And it's very custom to what she likes, mm-hmm. which I think is really important in planning a date.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to hear mine?
Sure.
All right. We're doing ours on Saturday. Oh. So we're going to leave at 11 in the morning, and we're going to go up to the White Mountains because we live in Newburyport, so it's not that far. So we're going to stop at Wild Willie's for lunch mm-hmm. because Tom's favorite burgers are from Wild Willie's, and he's a burger guy.
Yeah, he is.
So we're going to get lunch at Wild Willie's. Then from 1:30 to 3, we're going to a wine tasting in Meredith, New Hampshire at Hermit Woods Winery because Tom loves going on those tours.
Nice.
And then from 4 to 6, we'll be shopping at the outlets in Tilton, which are right down the road.
Tom's a shopper like you're a shopper?
We'll probably, we might split up.
See, I had that in my
mind. He might go to certain stores, I might go to certain stores. 7:30 dinner at Onions Pub, and then an overnight at the Black Swan Inn.
Very nice.
Okay, I like that.
Reservations
all right.
made. That's awesome. That shows a lot of planning, a lot of forethought.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Kendra, what do you have scribbled on your little pad there?
I have, ours will be this week while the children are in school. Part of it is while the children are in school, and because it's his birthday tomorrow, we will start during the day with a massage and a facial during the day while the children are at school, so we have some free time.
Oh.
Separate, not together. Separate.
I hear what she's saying. Afternoon delight.
No, at the massage place.
Okay.
Separate.
We'll start
by that, then followed by a quick little shopping trip to find an outfit for the evening for both of us. We'll go to Nordstrom Rack, where he seems to find a lot of great things. Then we will have reservations at our favorite restaurant, Woods Hill, right on the seaport. We will have a car service drive us, so we don't have to worry about if we want to enjoy a full bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have seats right out on the water at Woods Hill. And then we'll have the car service drive us home.
That's very nice.
That will be our evening.
Okay.
And that'll be it.
Very nice.
And
that's a good date.
And hopefully by the time we get home, the children will be asleep. So that's our date.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You pulled that together really, really quickly.
You pulled that one right out. Yeah. We'll see if you can actually make it happen.
Right. That's the problem.
Right. So those are the plans. And those we're going to, like, you've got reservations. We're doing this,
no,
right?
No, we're doing it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I've got reservations at this inn, and it's no refunds, so okay. We're going. Yeah.
Can we put the details on poll so people can vote on these online?
Yeah, let's do it.
We definitely will, and I will be calling.
I like all three dates.
Kendra just created this whole thing. She wrote it down, so it's real. But now you got to make the calls.
And good luck getting reservations.
Yeah, Valentine's Day shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
no trouble.